This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The National Weather Service recently enacted a La Nina watch, which means that the climatic system could develop in the fall or winter months. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill? Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel. All in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that despite a La Nina watch being put in place by the National Weather Service, a La Nina weather pattern forming is not a certainty.
There is a likelihood of La Nina formation, but certainly we are nowhere near that point yet. We're just starting to see some signs of things happening in the equatorial Pacific pointing us in the direction of La Nina.
For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers our five daily stories to your inbox each day. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. Now here's today's Merit Minute.
Equipment values are hanging in there, according to Merit General Manager George Callen.
We had our assignment sale the other day, it wasn't a huge sale, but had a couple good highlight pieces on there. We had a 2013 8260R with 1600 hours. It was a super clean machine from a local consigner here in the area. And, it brought $152,000. So that was pretty strong for us. And then we had a 2011 John Deere S550 combine from the same consigner. And that one brought $89,000. So that was pretty good for us. And we also had on the construction side, we had a Cat 308 excavator, and it only had 655 hours, but it brought $75,500. So, we were happy with that. It was a good turnout.
He says there's lots of late model nice equipment coming up September 9th on their dealer auction, and they've got 520 acres of real estate to sell on September 16th. You can find more at Merit, MERITauctions.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.